Jim, give us all the possibilities. I mean, all of them. If we would get hit with one of these X-class flares, and I mean directly. As a matter of fact, last November, there was a huge one, but we were very lucky it wasn't aimed toward the planet. What if we get hit directly?
Well, first of all, these flares are building up the solar capacitor, so they are affecting us. Even the ones from last October, which we did the November 7th show, talking about them in detail, which are reaching the edge of the solar system, are still affecting us because they're building up the solar capacitor. The return energy comes back to the sun and causes it to flare up. But to answer your question, if we were hit directly by a major flare, the type we've seen come out of the sun and go elsewhere in the last few weeks even, it would, first of all, would reverse many times over and break down our plasma magnetic field. And this is a rather complex topic because people are used to viewing our magnetic field with a compass down here on the surface of the Earth. But the real effect is out there 40,000 miles out in outer space to the sunward side of Earth. We have a very big protective plasma shield, magnetic field that harbors us from the solar wind. That would break down many times, and this has actually happened. And in the last day, we had a reversal where the plasma shield actually broke down and went totally negative, causing the solar wind to come in and actually hit our upper atmosphere very intensely.
Could we have some severe power outages?
Well, yeah, the litany of effects, power outages, satellites being destroyed, and these things have happened in the past. The currents that would run through the surface of the Earth that are induced into the mantle and crust of the Earth then take away the ground which we use, the literal electrical ground that we use for our power grid. And, yeah, we've seen these types of power outages before from solar surges. They call them magnetic storms, but really they're very electrical in nature. The other effect that really goes unrecognized is the fact that the X-ray production at the upper region of our atmosphere when the solar wind comes pounding in is very high. We have pictures of Venus, which has no magnetic field, and it has an ultraviolet and X-ray flux very intense on its sunward side, and that would happen to Earth, especially people living in northern latitudes or flying in airplanes in northern latitudes would be highly affected by this kind of activity. So those are the kind of effects that are very difficult to measure. The whole structure, for example, of classification of M-class, X-class, C-class flares, etc., is based on...
And X being the big one.
X being the big ones, which, by the way, was only recently defined last year because we had never seen flares that big before.
Okay.
But the classification is based on the X-ray flux that actually comes from the sun, and it's actually quite low. It would take about the energy from these X-ray flares, you would need about 50 football fields of energy to light up a light bulb. So it's not very much. The X-rays that are the problem come from the solar wind that actually breaks through our magnetic field and hits our upper atmosphere.